call the meeting to order in 5 minutes to...
He's in Harrisburg.
Is Harrisburg calling in?
No.
Possibly a little later.
Maybe a little later. He's going to text Tam if he can. He's actually attending a economic development conference. He told me about it earlier, and I said, by all means, go to that. We can, I think we can live without your face being present for one meeting. Roll call. Just go around the table. Dave Dearborn here.
Buck Rice here.
Christy Elchinski here.
Shelley Zuchkevich here.
Tammy Stoddard here.
Bobby Kaffirlin here.
Bob Williams here.
David Knapp here.
Paul Carney here.
Okay. I see Ben put on here, announce the recordings. Apparently that's something we have done in the past. Is that supposed to be something that's announced?
It's a law?
Yes.
It's a law that has to be announced that we're recording this session. Okay. And we will have an executive session, but I'm going to hold off on it for just a little bit. We'll take care of the minutes. The financials, then we'll go into let Bobby have her say so she can get out of here in time. So everyone should have a copy of the July 12th minutes.
I move they be accepted as presented.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Dave Knapp. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. As a side note, there was a little blurb in there about the Jewish cemetery. The Jewish Association has hired contractors. They've got that cleaned up. They're actually going to meet up there next Saturday at 11 o'clock to pay the contractors off. It looks pretty nice. They got all that fencing all painted black. Got the two dead trees out of there. Got all the Aphrodite around the perimeter taken out. Lawns mowed, which we're doing. And all the headstones have been sent back in their proper location. It looks pretty sharp up there. So if you want to drive up by it, it does look
1,000% better.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Tammy, financials?
Okay, so on your balance sheet, as of July 31st, the total checking and savings accounts are $4,869,687. Total other current assets are $4,885,092. Total fixed assets, $2,120,644. Other assets are $140,896. And the total assets are $12,006,163. We have total current liabilities of $74,558, equity of $11,931,604. Our total liabilities and equity is $12,006,163. On the next page is your P&L. The first column is for the month of July. We have total income of $75,031. We have total expenses of $57,402. That gives us a net income of $17,629. I did put some notes in there. The first one under the rental income, we have two tenants that are 1 month behind. We did receive one of them in the first week of August. The second note is the executive director did not work for CIDC in June 2022. That's why the CIDC reimbursement is considerably less than the budget. The third one is we received the delinquent and payoff from CIDC/Corey Fab, so that is all behind us. The fourth item of interest is the solar check for the past year. We finally received it. Normally we receive it quarterly, but there had been some issues going on. That's all been resolved. The fifth one I have marked is the executive director/Kaffirlin Strategies is a subcontractor. Originally we had everyone in payroll, but now that we're paying as a consultant. And the sixth is also the same thing. Executive director/Kaffirlin Strategies is paid under consultants.
You have the check detail there also, if there's any questions or concerns about that.
The American Kidney Fund, just a donation or something?
That's a donation for Bob's.
Okay, thank you. If you guys emailed that, I was not aware of it or something.
We didn't email. Sorry, I should have done that.
It's okay. All for it. Just
yep.
Didn't know.
CIDC did the same thing, and we sent the
very
checks
nice.
Off
nope,
together.
I'm totally behind it. Absolutely.
Well, there's no comments or corrections. Can I have a motion to accept the finances as they were presented?
So move.
I have a motion by Bob Grice for first. Do I have a second?
Second.
Dave Knapp seconds. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I probably should abstain since something went to my family. I don't know if that's probably prudent, but probably is.
If you don't need the vote, you can abstain.
Okay.
Bobby, we're going to give the floor to you. I guess the first one is the Tonard.
Okay. Tonard Corporation is looking for a total of $800,000 for new equipment. We are covering $200,000 of that at a 2.75 interest rate for 120 months. Northwest Commission is doing $400,000 with the same interest, same timeline. And there's $200,000 in equity for the machines with the total project of the $800,000, as I said. Please tell me if I need to elaborate anymore. We are a fourth lien holder on this with the interest in all business assets. The Quarry Redevelopment Authority is a subordinate. Wait a minute. There's so much of this. I'm going to read it. Fourth lien security interest in all business assets, whether owned or hereafter acquired, wherever located, shared pro rata with Quarry Redevelopment Authority, subordinate only to Quarry Redevelopment Authority, in the amount not to exceed $182,249. Subordinate only to First National Bank in an amount to not exceed $1 million. Subordinate only to Apex in the amount not to exceed $64,900. Personal guarantees are coming from Brian Bills himself. The loan committee review has already approved and seen no problem with it. Do you need any information from me?
Nope.
So we're looking for a motion to okay $200,000 at 2.75 for 120 months.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a motion by Bob Williams. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by...
Doesn't matter.
Dave Knapp, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Now we have Advantage Puck.
Advantage Puck is looking for a new CNC machine. Total cost is $35,120. They have already put half of it down on the machine, $17,560. And they are looking at the other half of $17,560. 2.75 interest rate over 5 years.
Any questions on this one? They've already put half the money down. So we need a motion to approve.
I forgot. There's one thing on this. The loan board, I gotta find my notes. Remember, Paul, help me on this on the fee amount, because we don't have a set fee amount.
Yeah, there was a discussion as to whether or not the, because usually we charge 0.5% on the smaller loans. Do you want to charge it? I guess was the question that came up.
Right.
And what would be?
It was like $87.50, something like that, on this one.
Yeah,
it was really low. I mean,
super low.
That's my opinion.
Do you have anything written in on where the threshold is to where
that,
the fee?
Well, we've had kind of a conversation, but we haven't decided on it yet. So that's something going forward.
I think you got to charge it if you don't have it written down, don't you? Although it's a small amount.
And we have to talk about that and decide.
So just go
if
with
we're
that.
Going to waive it over under a certain amount, or if we're just going to have a base fee for a loan under a certain amount.
Yes,
right.
So somebody can't say that you know,
you didn't
you
charge
like
it.
That company and you waived it.
For right
it
now, I'd charge,
what
I would charge
is,
it.
Because
the half of 1%.
Without a written
policy.
It's
fee.
Not saying we're not going to do it. We always can go back and do
we
that.
We pretty much need to do it until we have a policy saying otherwise.
And I think that was the discussion is on this one, the policy's in place and it's not that much anyway, but if you don't do anything, we have a policy. If you want to change the policy, then you need to do that.
So I need a motion to approve $17,560 at 2.75 for 5 years.
Everything else was good with the loan committee?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Do I have a first?
Second. Oh, you want
a
first?
I have a first here.
I
could have made it. All right, I'll make the first. You do the second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
You've been here long enough, you get to make the first and the second, Bob.
There you go.
Some guys just like to be second.
Okay,
there's
Bobby.
There's nothing wrong with that. Say, does anybody mind if I duck out?
You
not
go
a problem,
right
Bobby.
Ahead.
Thank you very much.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
thanks,
Bobby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Now we'll do the executive session.
What are we going in for?
Executive session for personnel issues.
Personnel within the?
Within the RDA.
Within the RDA, okay.
Okay, at 11:35 we come out executive session after discussing some personnel issues. A couple things that were discussed require a vote on, which we will do now. The first is Ben does not currently have our credit card.
Correct.
Get him a credit card. Well, we need a motion to get him on our credit card with a spending limit of $5,000. What's the max on it right now? 10?
I believe so.
If not, that's what we want.
Okay.
So, maximum $10,000 with a $5,000 per time limit for Ben.
So moved.
Okay. I made the first.
Sorry.
Christy did the. Okay. Christy did the first. Dave did the second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Check signing. I'm going to make a motion that we add Ben Kaplan as a signer for all of our accounts. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Bob Williams. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And the last item is a one-time bonus of $6,000 to Tammy Stoddard. I make that as a motion. That was suggested by Ben. All in favor, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Dave Knapp. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
New business, direct energy contract. Ben and I met with, what's his name, Dave?
McCullough
from Direct Energy. He's been our broker for the last 10 years. I was meeting primarily as the secretary of CIDC when we did this with the gas last year. Now we're talking with we're electric. That market is so volatile right now. We put a contract in place where we'll deal with him. And we don't have to accept anything he offers to us, but when the time comes and everyone thinks it's right, Ben's going to enter into a contract for electric. Right now, it's starting to drop back down. We're hoping that trend will continue. It happened here a week or so ago, I guess, where National Fuel prices really dropped for a day and a half, and that really pulled electric down. Then it started back up again. But so we're seeing that kind of volatility in the market. So Dave's watching that for us as our representative. So we can expect Ben will probably pull the trigger on that at some future time when the market looks like it's going to be at its best point. Advantage Puck. We have an electrical issue up there, apparently. We haven't got to the bottom of it yet, but it's on a 243 phase line. Pat has had a problem up there on and off. We had Well, Steve Daniels found it where the voltage was a little bit low. I had Larry Heyer come in and look at it, and he found a little transformer that belongs to Advantage Puck was bad on the secondary side. And I'm probably talking a little bit of Greek to you guys, but I'm sorry. Then in talking with Pat some more, we found out that there's another issue that sometimes it looks like the voltage is low. I've got Steve Daniels coming back tomorrow to trace it from the transformer on the primary side, making sure that the voltage coming in is correct, coming out is correct, then start tracing it down line. I think what we're going to find is probably a loose connection. We may have an issue of load. We don't know that yet, and I don't know if Steve would have a load meter that we could put on there. If not, I know a place where we can get one. It's not a cheap date, and it would still be a rental, but it would take a couple of weeks to analyze the on there.
Is the electrical service our responsibility in their lease?
It is our responsibility to give them power to a certain point. After that, it's theirs. Like the little transformer's bad, that's theirs. They bought that when they put that machine in. All we have to do is give them good power to that point. Right now, the problem appears to be on our side of things. And I don't know what the problem is at this point, other than the fact that it varies. It should be 240 volts on three legs. I'm seeing like 167 to 180, somewhere in there, occasionally.
Can we look at the lease to see if it is our,
sure,
on our end?
Sure.
And where we start and stop.
Ben and I have already talked about that, and I don't think it's clearly outlined in that.
Because, yeah, what happens if that's the provider's problem?
You mean Penelec?
Yeah.
Well, that would mean that their incoming power would be the problem. Yeah, then.
Because at that rate, that sounds a lot to me like there's a problem coming in there. Not that it's anything what's getting in the building.
Is anybody else experiencing a problem?
No. So I think, but they're the primary user of that 240 on that particular circuit. So that's why I'm thinking it's probably a connection issue someplace. But we'll see. I mean, I can speculate all I want, but I won't know until we actually find out.
Yeah, we got to make sure we're providing correct power. That's what you're doing.
Yes. At this point. Pleasant Street Properties. SEBA come to us, I guess, and asked or wanted to know if the RDA had any interest in building any spec houses on those two properties over on Pleasant Street. I think it's, was it 415, 419? Pleasant Street. So that's why that's on there. I guess it's open for discussion. I don't know if it's something that we need.
Please enter your PIN.
Well, that's going to go back to our mission.
Yeah. You are currently the only person in this conference.
Which we'll get after the mission and then
talk about it. This, because I don't think we have an answer.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think we can talk about it.
Yeah, I think it might be perfect.
Right.
The other, let's see, we've done the two loans, military statues. Any input? CID would like some input. You know, people think about where those two military statues
should reside. Have we contacted the Legion and the VFW?
Yes, they have been. CIDC is not in favor of putting them over there at this point in time just because of the graffiti with Meek Park and in that area.
They got a beautiful walking trail over there now. Yeah, and one that comes right over here.
I think the thought is to get them on Center Street where they'll be highly visible. I know CIDC has actually talked about putting them in that little park by First National and the insurance agency there. I have been in there. I was actually in there with Diane Cowles pulling weeds here a week or two ago on a Saturday night. And that's a pretty small garden. Quite truthfully, I don't think there's enough room for two of them there.
And I think both of them have to be together?
They don't. No, they don't have to. We already checked that out. Now, being a military person, I want them together.
That's why I wondered if it wouldn't be better at one of these places where they could, like.
Are you there, Ben?
We're talking about the one statue that is two pieces.
Two pieces, one guy saluting, the other one's boots.
It's like in a situation where one plus one equals three.
That's, you'll get twisted up with the Legion and VFW if you don't present that right. And that was a concern when we came down and met with Rick and Aaron a couple of years ago.
Yep.
They had one piece of the two-part statue.
I thought in between the tracks on the east side where the Kosick is for the trail walk, there's a couple trees sitting back in there, kind of right in between those trees, sitting there just off the sidewalk. I thought a concrete slab could be put in there with the statues going there.
How big are they?
Man size or a little taller. I think 24 inches wide on the one that's saluting, and the other one's probably 3 foot, maybe 20 inches wide.
Yeah,
they're pretty good size.
Inside that little alcove.
No, I don't vote for that down there.
Who talked to the VFW and the Legion?
Chuck has been pushing the VFW and the Legion on them.
I would just think that they would.
And I have talked to Steve Timko, the commander out there, the Legion, about it, and he's thinking about it. I haven't seen him the last couple weeks, so I don't know if he's come up with anything.
Can I reach out to them?
Sure.
Is that agreement all the way around?
No, we're just looking at ideas.
Great. That sounds good.
Tammy, do you have anything with the rendering of that where I could rendering it? Not right now.
Pick them up and take them over. What's wrong with you?
Oh, they're all wrapped up. They ain't weighing 800 pounds.
Actually, I do have it in an email because I did some research on that. Yes.
Thank you.
I think
about it. We'll talk about it.
I think we need to talk to those two entities first and then move forward if they don't want to, but I just think it's only respectful to offer it to the vets and the Legion.
I think we put it downtown.
David, I have colored pictures if you would like a colored picture instead.
Storm sewer quote.
Is that in a file where you could email to me so I can see them?
The storm sewer is an issue right out here off of our building on both, actually right where the trucks back into associate here. On both sides there's a concrete basin. I don't know, they're probably 24 by 18. I don't know how deep they are. They're really starting to erode on both sides. The west one is worse than the...
You mean the concrete is failing?
Concrete and settling down in, and the earth
whole
around
basin
it starting. Yeah, so I got a quote from Jackson to replace the one on the west side. It was $2,900, and if we do both of them, that would be $4,350. And I think we probably should do that because it's only going to get worse with the erosion.
Yes.
And we have that. And then I think this one was brought up back in March. The overhead door at One Plastics Road, we had a load leveler in there that was obsolete and broken. And we actually had State Line down here the other day working on it. They got it band-aided fixed, but it's going to be a short time living. It was $9,051. It had a 36-week delivery. We actually had Dave Ploss go out and ask for different quotes from a couple different places, but no one ever returned a call to him on it. So
now that we have some synergy in the office, and thanks for what you've done, can we funnel some of the maintenance stuff back through Ben?
Ben wants me to handle it.
I do want to be aware of what's going on, but I really do appreciate in this interim period Dave stepping in and helping because he knows so much more about the maintenance items than I do.
Well, I think we need to replace and repair it, Dave. That's one door, right?
That's one door.
Door with a dock level.
Yeah, dock level. That's the one that Intact uses primarily.
Yep. How are the other doors?
They're okay. They're
okay.
They're good.
Well, I think we need to keep up. That's maintenance of our buildings.
And again, does that fall within our auspice of of responsibility or
yes.
the or
yes.
the tenant?
Yes, that's yes. ours.
It's our building.
So I need a motion for either one or both of these to move forward with them. On the Jackson excavation, I suggest that we do both of them for $4,350.
I'll second the motion.
I guess I made the motion.
I'll make the motion.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Would I do both? First and second?
I told you.
No, I didn't. I did one. You do the second.
You're the king of the seconds.
Suggestion means around here you made a motion.
Second help.
Yes, it did. All right. I'll make a motion that we award State Line Dock and Dory the contract for $9,051.55 for a dock loader leveler for number 7 door at One Plastics Place. I need a second to that.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right. Any other new business at this point, or can we move on to old business?
We have not done Ben's director's report. Do you want to do that?
Oh, yeah, Ben, go right ahead. If you have it in front of you. If not, I guess Shelley's got it.
Tammy's
got it.
Tammy. I'm walking in and out of a voting meeting, so I'm walking in to take votes and then walking back out to talk to you. So for continuity, I'd appreciate it if Tammy just gave the report for me.
Sure.
Okay. So as you know, he apologizes for not being here this morning. He would like to have a board retreat meeting September 16th at the Fusion Center of Erie County. This would be for three purposes. To see the information the county has available for use and opportunities for regional collaboration. The second one is to invite and build relational capital between the RDA and other economic stakeholders such as CIDC, SEBA, Impact Quarry, the city, and the high ed. And the third is to agree to a one-year strategic plan for the RDA. And he says that Shelley has details on this event proposal.
So the details that I have are September 16th.
Time.
From about 9 to 2. Ish, so it could be a little longer. There will be more specific details agenda coming up, but his thought is to the county executive will show everybody around the Fusion Center, and then everybody would meet as a group to talk about a strategic plan. Again,
who is everybody?
He would like to invite the RDA, IDC, SEBA, somebody from Impact Quarry, a representative from the high ed, representative from the Quarry Community Foundation.
So it's all Quarry.
City administrator, possibly city council. If there's anyone else that you think should be there, he's definitely open to suggestions on who else. No one else has been invited yet. He wanted to bring it to your attention first, and then everybody else will be invited after.
I think all of the above that you just mentioned
Me
is critical.
And for us, I like that because we'll have gone over our bylaws. We'll have a better
exactly.
vision for ourselves.
Our
so,
yep.
Sorry for stepping out. What was the invitation for?
Fusion Center on the 16th of September.
You already knew about that.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Good.
That's a Friday, I believe.
It is
yes,
a Friday.
Is.
Okay.
Yes.
And then
is.
I'll give you more details later on as I have them. Lunch will be provided.
Okay. Anything else?
Under his updates, under human resources, we have a temp that's been contracted. We actually had to change out from our temporary service. We have a different one now. And he's working out okay. You met Bobby Joe. She's helping with the loan management. Also on his team, he has Christine Kaffler in Madison. She's helping with grants. And Bob and Dave both have met with her. She would be grant writing, management, and again, it's shifting his hours to her from his own line item to help. She's also working on the quality manual policy for our policy and procedure system. Both Bobby and Chris are enabling him to spend time on other things that only he can do. Under roles and responsibility, job description realignment. Is there an attached handout?
He didn't give me one.
Ben, do you have a handout?
Unless it's the one with the web.
I did print one that was on the printer before I left on Friday.
Is that the diagram?
Yeah.
Can I make copies?
Yep.
And this too. There's two pages.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once we get the handout, it's set up where, as you can see, Tammy and I have divvied up some responsibilities based on our abilities. He understands the reporting structure is needed. He also wants to acknowledge my value to the organization. This is hard to do when you're...
Go ahead.
Blow that horn.
Okay. He wants to acknowledge the value of the organization, and he sees me as a peer. So you'll see I represented her just a half a step down from me. The processes are largely under Tammy, and the projects are largely under Ben. She's more inward focused, and Ben is more outward focused. That fits the availability, skill sets, relationships, and personalities. So we'll wait. There we go.
Thank you.
And we just started working on this before Ben left, trying to see who's doing which job details.
It's very much a draft form. But I thought it was at the point where we could get feedback. So feel free to mark things up and send me comments.
Feel free to make a darker print next time for me. Sorry.
First five people, I hung around my glass.
Takes more ink when you do that.
Oh, there it is. That's good.
The only comment I'll make off this initially, Ben, is I like what you've got here. I like where it's going. The thing that we need to do is when you get Tammy's position completely figured out and how much of this she's going to be in the hierarchy, we as a board need to make a motion for her be able to sign things that she does not currently have that capability.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, we're done voting. So.
Okay.
If you could keep going, I'd appreciate it, because I don't have my computer or anything, but you have my full attention from now on.
Okay. Do you guys have any more questions about the flowchart?
No, very nice.
Okay. Under pay, you've already voted on that. Also under pay is restructure. He has not yet completed his recommendations on changes for job descriptions and responsibilities, but he has started. He's started a draft pay grade structure with an automatic update based on regional averages. This would end the guessing game on how much to pay positions, including future ones, based on a simple theory. In short, though, he recommended significant additions to the executive director's job description, some shifts to the controller, some to the administrator, and the lead supervisor. When he has it completed, he'll move to reviewing the employee handbook. And that's all under the pay. The next thing is the IT. Project management software implementation. We have our projects in the system and are starting to flesh out the task and begin to use them in a rhythm. Shelley is doing an excellent job on building the contact list. Under the security systems, Dave is getting added quotes to be compliant with state bidding requirements. That's on the cameras. Remember, we had the discussion at One Plastic Road Enterprise Place. I did give Dave, we had the quote from Canadota Lake. I gave him information for Whitetail Electronics out of Erie and Allied Alarm Services out of Jamestown, and he's looking into both of those to get quotes. The facilities, we've already discussed the parking lot. Our move to the ticketing office, Shelley's got more information on that. She's been spearheading that.
We're moving on the 18th. The movers will be here about 9 o'clock. They think it's going to take 4 to 5 hours with three guys. They bring everything with them except for the trucks, trailers. We're going to be using Advanced Surfaces, box truck. We do have a trailer that we own plus our pickups, so we'll be using those as well. We're in the process of contacting all of the utilities. Ben's working on Zito.
Which the Zito might have a one-time cost, but we don't have that yet.
Correct, right. We're working on post office and city and all of that stuff as well. So things are moving on. I was down, cleaned the building last Friday, the majority of it. Looks good. We're moving some desks, some partitions. I painted a wall. So that blue wall is now gone. Looks much better in there. So
folks,
things
are
moving forward.
Folks, are you using the for moving?
Yep.
Yeah, they're great guys.
Attaboy.
Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed.
Okay. Then he has Associated Springs is starting to bring equipment to stage for the space that we're currently in. I'm still working on an agreement. They would like to do a longer-term renewal because they're 5-year renewal is up in December, so we're just trying to roll it all into one. Under policies and procedures, Chris and Ben are working on a governing policy. This critical document and should have a draft before the board retreat. Several policies are almost ready, but they don't have the naming convention done yet. And so they'll bring a batch, such as a disposal, IT use, and so forth, when they're ready and properly named. Hopefully that'll be ready for the retreat as well. Under the grants, the USDA RBDG has been awarded. Ben did sign the documents, and I contacted them at the beginning of this week. They have to wait to hear from their headquarters, and then we can start purchasing the lawnmowers, the fire emergency equipment, and the sealer, etc. So we're getting closer. The EPATA, in conjunction with the city, he would like to go after a technical assistance grant through the EPA in anticipation of needs for the sewer water system in the city and possible expansion. While this is the city's direct problem, it has a significant impact and or risk on economic community development. So, USDA placemaking in connection with Impact Quarry, he may pursue a placemaking grant. Ben, can you go on that? I don't know what a placemaking grant is.
Actually, is Chuck in the room?
No, she's not here.
Okay. The placemaking grant, first of all, prepares communities to essentially receive infrastructure dollars. So it's kind of a bit of a touchy-feely grant in the sense that they want you to identify, you know, your strengths and weaknesses and who you want to be and aspirations and all that. But ultimately, it sets you up well to receive federal dollars.
Okay. The next item, he has the USDA micro-lending loan fund. He's looking into pursuing a grant for this and hope to have information for the board planning meeting. And he's also working to get meetings with legislators regarding the RAC fee.
Where do we stand with that? We know we're running out of time. I mean, they're going to be making decisions on the RACP grant, and I'm talking specifically. Well, we talked about the Y, and we also talked about the transformer, One Plastics Road. which is a pretty major item, and it could be based on what Dave has already mentioned. I mean,
no, I don't think that's, this is a different transformer.
Well, it's going to happen, yeah. So I guess we just need to get the money appropriated. There's $1 million grant that we're looking for out there, but we need the appropriation. So have you reached out to the rep?
Shelley is working on getting me meetings in person, but I have a relationship with everybody, so I've basically just texted them to get it on the radar sooner than later.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, no one has returned my calls.
Yeah.
Okay, that's surprising.
Just as long as we keep it in front of us, that's all.
Yep.
Okay, next on his report, he has the loans, which we've already done Tonards. We've done Puck. We did have one other loan, potential loan, that I had reached out to them while I was on vacation, and I have not heard back from them yet. I'm not sure. He said he would reach back to me once he realized where he wanted to go. He was unclear. Bobby and Ben are also working with the Northwest Commission to bring drafts to the next meeting. Again, that would be like our loan fees that we'd already discussed. The organizational health assessment is nearing completion. He hopes to report back on the board retreat. We've already discussed the statues. He's offered his assistance to support the city with the comprehensive plan, which is critical to our success. He is involved in the airport authority and will update you when there's more progress on the vision from them as well. And under requested action, he's reviewed the strategy solutions proposal handed out at the last meeting. Ben and I found a way to pay for at least part of the proposal and found an underutilized line item that would be sufficient. He recommends approving the proposal up to the estimated amount, and he does not intend to use all aspects of the proposal and wish to negotiate with Debbie some more. This would be helpful to Ben so that he can reallocate some of his time to other things, so that she can coordinate the collaboration between the many organizations working for the future of Corey. Ben, do you want to discuss that further?
Only if the board has other questions.
So are you looking for a motion to accept that quote, or what are we?
Yeah, the proposal that we handed out last time for
David gave
have a month
that
to
summary
review
page.
It.
Page.
Yeah.
I gave you that summary page. You tucked it in your pile.
I don't recall which version that ended up at.
I think that's attached to this one here.
But I think if the board would feel comfortable approving up to, let's say, 15,000, that would be sufficient.
This one?
That's it, yep.
Total cost of this was $22,500. It was 5,000 in August, 5,000 September, October 5, November 5, and December $2,500. And this is I only have the one copy of this here. So this is what you're talking about, right, Ben? The $22,500?
Yeah. Yeah, we just moved the timeline a little bit, but this would be for the board governance and strategic planning for us, but also as a kind of gift to Impact Corey, high ed, et cetera, so that everybody can be on the same page, working off the same plan. I think it's money well spent because, first of all, she's already working with all the other entities, and we have a good working relationship, so if I could essentially put the responsibility on her to get all the boards on the same page with working off the same playbook, then we would all be maximized.
This is the packet you guys received last
right.
month. You
right.
received the whole packet. I just gave him the summary page.
So what is the packet? What's the name of it? Is that that strategy, solution stuff?
I don't know if I have a copy of it with me.
It's right there.
Yeah, that one right here, I think.
So that's the 22.5
yep.
that you're talking about?
Yep. Yep, that's the one that we got last month. Well, I'll make a motion to approve the $22,500. Second by Dave Knapp. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
So then the last on his report is just he wants to thank you again for the opportunity to serve you. In terms of his hours, we're on target with budget. Perhaps a little high right now, but that's largely because he's gone for almost 2 weeks. He'll be gone for almost 2 weeks because he leaves August 20th and returns on August 31st.
Hey. Up until that point, it didn't feel weird, but now I see what you're saying. Listening to that in third person is kind of odd.
Pretty much.
Okay. Old business. I guess we've gone through pretty much all these things already. The security system, Dave Ploss is working on that right now. We just got Ben's part there on B. We know on the 18th we're moving. And we've already done the quote for State Line Doors. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Did we put our work session on the, did we already do that in public?
Yeah, 17th of.
Yeah, next Wednesday, right?
So yeah, we'll have to have an ad for that. We're having a work session.
Do we have to have that?
Yeah, it's like a regular meeting, yep.
It's the Wednesday, 17th,
I am. And for me, but
you're gonna hear?
Well, I just was thinking you're moving the 18th, so how's that going to affect things? We
which will still be here. Nothing
yeah,
here.
No. Yeah, we'll still be okay.
So we can have it
yes,
here.
Yes, yeah, we're
here.
Not okay. Moving till that.
So,
what time did you say?
9 o'clock.
Now, a question. When we advertise that, can we also advertise that our moving dates of the location for our future?
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, I don't
kill
know. It would be a problem.
One stone, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll get the okay to forward a copy of the contract, Ben's contract, that you just got to all of us.
Okay.
Right? We're all to have a copy of that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All set.
Okay.
All set. All right.
Did
we have a motion to adjourn?
Yeah. Yes, I just did it.
Okay. See, Bob seconded.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Bob. I also have the Advantage Puck lease for whoever wants to look at it.
He did.
I have a chance up next.